yourself really comfortable.
Just make sure your back feels really comfortable and open. Make sure it feels sweet on the floor. Bolster underneath your knees, you can let the hips drop outwards, the knees can roll outwards if that feels good. The hands, you can have the hands upright, and the arms along the side of the body, the palms turned upright if you want to. Or you can put one hand on your belly and one hand on your heart if you want to as well, or two hands on your belly. You can be in contact with your flesh. If that feels like it's a good thing to do for this yoga nidra. Make sure your back feels long. Your neck feels long and comfortable. If again, if you find your chin sticking up in the air and the back of the neck feels a little bit squashed, you can put something underneath your neck or your head to give you that sense of lift and length in the body. Right. Beautiful. So, just to start with, I invite you to take your attention outwards into the surrounding field of sound. And they're completely on cue. We have some sound. So the big sounds and the smaller sounds, microscopic sounds. So feeling the whole field of audition, the auditory sense field. Feeling the flow of relationship between the hearer, the one who hears, hearing itself, and the thing that's heard. And relaxing into this, letting go into it. Letting go into it. In yoga, we understand all of the sense fields. In engaged yoga, we understand all of the sense fields as ways of translating vibration. It's the way our evolution and our biology translates vibration into meaningful patterns, which we call vision and hearing. Taste and touch and smell, proprioception, and so on. And one of the things we're working with in Yoga Tantra is not necessarily internalizing away from the senses, the sense objects, and the sense fields, but seeing and knowing what those actually are. Understanding vision, what it is, and audition, and taste, everything. We know it. And in that way, pratyahara naturally occurs. Pratyahara is finding a deep place of contentment inside yourself that doesn't require energy to move out through the sense fields to seek gratification. So finding that place of deep peace and contentment that is complete, that doesn't need anything else to make it good, good enough, better, worthy, or to complete it in any way. Really tuning into the sounds around you, feeling everything in the auditory world. maybe all the way down to the footfall of the mouse in the garden. The conversations of the crickets in the trees. Or anything. And as you do that, I want you to tune more fully into my voice. And my voice will guide you in this journey. And my voice will travel with you on this journey. So wherever you go, my voice will travel with you. And wherever you go on this journey, you are safe. In Yoga Nidra, there is only safety. Your body and your mind will look after you. The journey will look after you. And my voice will look after you. Everything that is will look after you. So you can be free to wander or drift or go anywhere. And people do have these experiences. Sometimes people feel like they're wandering, you know, to different countries or parts of the sky or different planets. And this is all good. It's all good. Sometimes people feel like they're sinking down into the floor, dropping down, 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 like so far down. Sometimes it feels like there's no bottom. And that's all good. That's okay. Sometimes people feel like they're dissolving, like the edges of their flesh are dissolving. And there's this boundless ocean of being, with ephemeral fractal boundaries. You know, this kind of experience is normal in Yoga Nidra. And if that kind of thing happens, that's absolutely fine. It doesn't matter. It's not important, it doesn't matter, it's really good. You just allow it. Because what we're doing here really is allowing everything to be exactly as it is. Like I mentioned earlier on, there's two practices working with sadhana, which is the application of appropriate effort in the practice, in personal practices. There's no one size fits all in yogic practice. It's you finding what serves for you and for all beings everywhere. And the other practice is really santosha. It's effortlessness. It's sahaja. It's finding the blissful space of perfection, the great natural perfection of this as it is right now. It takes us out of the place of complaining, of looking for what's wrong. It takes us out of the negativity bias, which is part of our evolution, finding what's wrong. It takes us into a place of contentment, finding what's right, what's good, what's true, and what's beautiful. And relaxing into that. Dropping into it, flying into it, floating into it, dissolving into it. It doesn't matter which way. Whatever works. Allow it. Allow it all. You can then just bring your attention to the flesh of the body for a moment or two. Bring yourself into the body, into the flesh, and feel the heels contacting the ground. Any point in the back of the legs that's on the floor or on the bolsters. Any points in your back, any places in your back where you feel contact with the earth, with the boards, with the mat underneath you. Back of the arms, any contact between your hands and your body. Underneath your head. So just exploring the whole surface, the whole plane of contact from top to bottom, from bottom to top. It's really nice to scan along the body, the plane of contact, Just scan up and down a couple of times with your mind as you're reaching through the surfaces of the body, into the fascia, into the muscles, into the organs. Like you've got an X-ray mind that can see and feel into everything. And just scan the body up and down a couple of times. There you go. And just remember, like we talked about earlier, that the plane of contact where you experience connection is also the plane of separation. When we flip between contact and separation, depending on what's happening in our reality, if we feel separate, or threatened, we go to the mode of separation and start to notice the problem. If we go to connection, we go into a place of peace. But just knowing that it's the same thing gives you a great degree of freedom. I'm going to bring the attention now to your tongue. Just really feel your tongue, the whole length and extent of the tongue, the breadth, the depth of the tongue. The living feel of it. How it feels in the mouth and the mouth around it. And the lips. The top lip and the bottom lip. You feel your lips. When you're bringing your mind's attention to any part of the body, this is appreciative attention. It has the heart feel of appreciation to it. So it's like you're kissing your own lips. And the jaw, the top jaw and the bottom jaw. And the cheeks, left and right. And the eyes, left eye and right eye. And the eyelids, the eyelashes, the eyebrows, left and right. And both sides, both sides. And the temples, left and right. Both sides. And the ears, left and right. Both sides, both ears, the sides of the head, the back of the head, the top of the head, and the forehead, and the nose, left nostril and right nostril, the whole of the nose, the whole of the face, the whole of the head, and the neck, the back of the neck. The sides of the neck. Left and right, both sides. The collarbones, the top of the shoulders, left and then right. And the big muscles on the shoulder, the deltoids, left and then right. And both together. And then slide your mind's attention down the left arm. Just take it, scanning it gently down as you feel over the muscles of the upper arm. Biceps and the triceps and the brachialis, all those muscles of the upper arm, down, along, through into the elbow, into the joint itself. Feel the joint. Down, along the forearm, the flexors and extensor muscles, inside and outside of the back of the lower arm, all the way down to the wrist. And feel the whole of the wrist. And the back of the hand. The whole of the back of the hand, and the thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, and the little finger. And the fingertips, that sparkling, appreciative, heartfelt mind contact touching your fingertips. And into the palms of the hands, into the well of the palm. Feeling the warmth of the palm, the sensation of that little well. And the heart protector meridian runs through, up to the middle finger. And all the way back up the forearm, and back up to the upper arm on the inside of the arm. And back up to the armpit. And up onto the pectoralis muscle, onto the front of the chest. And down through the ribs on that left side, each rib, one by one. And each space between each rib, all the spaces. All the way down to the bottom of the ribs and into the side flank, the left side, going down towards the top of the pelvis. So you can feel the whole of that left arm and the whole of the left side of the upper body there. And feel it all. And then shift your attention over to the right shoulder and feel that deltoid on the right shoulder, the top muscle of the shoulder there, and the collarbone. And then gently slide your attention down that arm, down along the upper arm. As you come down to those muscles, the triceps on the back and the biceps on the front and the brachialis on the side. And down to the elbow. And along the lower arm. You feel the muscles on the inside and the outside of the arm, the flexors and the extensors. And down into the wrist, the whole of the wrist, the whole of the wrist. And then from there, you can come into the back of the hand, and down the fingers, the length of each finger. So you come to the fingertips. Feel that sparkling, appreciative mind energy on the fingertips. Those sparkling stars of appreciation for this body, for this precious human life. And up into the palm, feel the well of the palm, and a warm sensation of the palm. And up through the inside of the arm, all the way up to the armpit. And into the pectoralis muscle, into the muscle on the front of the chest. And then down the ribs, each rib, and all the spaces between the ribs. And down to the side flank, all the way down to the upper rim of the pelvis on that right side. So you can feel the whole of the right arm and the right side of the body. The whole of the right arm and the right side of the body. And then both arms and both sides. Both arms and both sides. And you bring your attention into your back of the neck. And slide that attention down along the edges of your spine. So gradually take it down along the back. Feeling all the structures, all the muscles. Feel all the bones and their relationships to each other and to gravity as you come down. Until your attention reaches all the way down the spine to the tailbone. And at the tailbone, you take that attention sideways out around the buttocks, weaving it delicately and beautifully, softly, touching everything in your buttocks with a kiss of appreciative mind. Until you come to the outside of the hip joint. And we're going to start here with the left leg. So we're going to take that attention down the top of the leg first. So come onto the front of the thigh in the groin. And feel those top muscles of the thigh and the muscles to either side, the inside and the outside. So the quads, the adductors, the tensor fasciae latae and so on. And you can feel those extend, that plane of muscle. As you come down towards the knee and feel the whole of the knee, kneecap, all the structures around there, kissing everything with appreciation and kindness. So knee is being healed and loved as your mind passes through it. It's bringing prana into this area of the body. Like all the places we're touching, it's bringing prana in. Prana moves where the mind moves. Prana moves where the breath moves. Down the shin. All the way down to the ankle. And the top of the foot. And the big toe. And the second toe. And the third toe. And the fourth toe. And the little toe. And the sole of the foot. The sole of the left foot. The heel of the left foot. The whole of the foot. The whole of the foot. And bring your attention up the back of that leg. So you're going to come up through the Achilles tendon. Up into the muscles of the back of the shin, the calf muscles. Soleus and gastrocnemius and so on. Tibialis muscles. And up into the space at the back of the knee. Popliteal fossa. And you're going to feel that space there fully. And up along the back of the thigh, up along through the hamstrings, all the way up to the sit bone, in the buttocks. And then from the sit bone, into the pelvic floor. And then into the buttock cheek, buttock muscles on the other side, on the right side. Feel the whole of that buttock. And the outside of that hip joint. Round onto the top of the hip, weaving that energy around onto the top of the thigh, so the hip flexors, and all the blood vessels and nerves that track through this part of the body. And down the front of the thigh, down through the quads, and you can feel the edges of the leg as well, the tensor fasciae and the adductors on this side as well. So you can come down and just track your mind all the way, scanning, 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 beautifully down. So this attentive sweetness, this kindness, this appreciation flows through. Down below the knee, through the whole structure, and down the shin, the top of the foot, the ankle, the top of the foot, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. All the toes, sparkling little stars of appreciation, touching the toe tips one by one. And then down onto the soles of the foot. Right down into the soles of the foot. And then from there, you're going to come gently up the Achilles tendon, up into the muscles of the calf, and then up back into the hamstrings. All the way up, scanning up through to come to the sit bone. And then from the sit bone, bring that attention into the pelvic floor again. And feel the whole of the pelvic floor. Start with the anal triangle, and the muscles around your anus. Feel that part of the pelvic floor. And bring forward into the perineum. And then forward again into the genital region, into the urogenital triangle. And feel everything in all the organs and structures in that part of the body. Kissing it all with the appreciation of your mind. And gratitude for this precious human life. And then weaving your attention over the pubic bone. And up through into the belly. And feel the whole of the belly. The whole of the belly. Whole of the belly. You can feel through into the organs of the belly. You can, it's possible for the scanning to go deep. It might stay superficial. You don't have to force it. Don't force it to do anything. But if it feels like it's going deep, just allow that. It's okay. And if it doesn't, that's also okay. But scan through the belly until you come up to the ribs again.
And this time bring your attention up the central line of the body, so you're gonna bring up on the front line of the body, so you're gonna bring your attention up through the sternum. So we went down the back and we're going up the front, up to the sternum, up through all the way to the middle of the heart space, and up through into the throat, and from the throat underneath and behind the jaw into the tongue, back where we started. So from the tongue to the tongue, the whole body touched, caressed with the appreciative energy of mind. And feel the whole of the body, the whole of the body lying on the floor, the whole of the body and the breath coming in and going out, breath entering and breath leaving. Breath entering and breath leaving. Feel the whole of the body. Breath entering and breath leaving. Like we talked about yesterday, you can work with nirvikalpa, which is with no intention. The intention is simply to be in a place of contentment and acceptance, allowing everything to be as it needs to be. Or you could work with the sankalpa, which is a seed of intention, which is a movement of mind through imagination into manifestation. And if you've got one of those and it's in the present tense and it's rippling with positivity and purpose and power, you can repeat that two or three times now for yourself if you want to. This is a good place to do it. Many places we can drop it into the practice, but this is one of them. We can sow it deep down into your subconscious mind. And you can know full well that when you go into this state of relaxation, that when you weave things in like that into your subconscious mind, that they will happen. They will come to pass. I've seen it time and time again where people make good sankalpas, positive, powerful sankalpas, and that thing inexorably comes to pass. So from there, feeling the whole of the body, feeling the whole of the body, naturally perfect, absolutely beautiful. Let go of it. Let go of the body completely. Let go with your mind. At some point in time, you're going to kiss the body goodbye. Yeah. The feeling of consciousness draws away from the flesh when you're dying. We have to let go of the body. There's to be no gripping. So this practice is very much about letting go of the body now, whilst we're alive, fully appreciating it, fully celebrating it, and fully letting it go. I'll say that again, fully appreciating it, fully celebrating it, fully enjoying it, and fully letting it go. All at once. So every moment of enjoyment and celebration, appreciation, is also a moment of letting go. No gripping onto anything. So we let the body go back to the earth, from dust to dust. And we feel into the heartbeat. Feel deep into the heartbeat. Wherever you feel the heartbeat, it's the pulse, and it's possible to feel it everywhere and anywhere in the body. So wherever you feel the pulse in your body, tune into that. Take your mind right into that feeling. See if you can get inside of that feeling, inside of that rhythm. The kind of sound you heard when you were in mother's womb. That kind of beat. Whatever the rhythm was. You can get inside your own heartbeat like that, like being in a womb of your own making. And one of the interesting things is when we get into this state, we're dropping down into a mind state, rapidly in towards the theta state, the place of dreams and imagination. the place where all science and all art comes from, all great creativity, all freedom. All the new worlds that are ever made come from this space, this state. And dropping in deep, we can allow ourselves, we can really, really allow ourselves to go deep into this, you know, and find the great freedom in here, of creativity, resourcefulness, imagination. The magnificence of mind presents itself in these ways. So in this rhythm of the heart, we can allow ourselves to drop down into a deeper state of mind. Still feeling the pulse. Still feeling the pulse and knowing the pulse. Knowing the pulse as the heartbeat. Knowing the heartbeat as the movement of fluid. Knowing the fluid as the ocean, the river and the rain. Inseparable. We are the river. Become the river. Be the river. Be the rain. Be the ocean. And fully appreciating, fully celebrating, fully enjoying this fluid body, this river. Let it go. Let it go, let it go, let it go. At the point of death, the river has to be let go of. The river will stop to flow. It will cease. It will become cold and stagnant, and we go deeper still, away from the river for now. And we find ourselves in the warmth of the flesh, in the cells, in all the cells of all of the body, except for the blood. All of the cells of all of the body. Deep in those cells, we go right down into the mitochondria, the energy factories of the cells. We're taking everything that your gut has broken down in terms of food, all the pieces of whatever you ate have been broken down into little tiny particles of sugars and things. And these little mitochondria take those sugars or parts of fat and they break them down further. They break the bonds between the carbon and the hydrogen. And in breaking those bonds, energy is released. And what isn't contained as energy in the body for your muscles or your brain to use is left off, is released as heat. So feeling into the warmth, into the fire of the body, this is what you're feeling. This breaking of bonds right down in your cells. You come into cellular brain, into the cellular body like this way, in this kind of good way, and you feel right in deep. And when you feel that bond, you know, you can know that it's made by plants. Plants made that bond with gases from the air, from water, from sunlight, carbon, hydrogen, oxygen, sunlight. Sometimes some nitrogen from the soil. That's another gas that's in the air. So you can feel this stuff. You can feel this stuff that's come from gases and from the earth in your body, as the warmth and fire of you. This that is this. This that is this. You don't have to look anywhere else. Right here. Right here, right now. This is the sunlight as you. At the point of death, the warmth will become cold. The cellular fires will shut down. The sugar will stagnate. We We fully celebrate and appreciate the body of fire, the body of sunlight, and we let it go. Let it go back into the air, back into the sunlight. Let it go completely. Let it go, let it go, let it go, completely, 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 gone, gone, gone beyond. Dayata om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhisvaha. 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 Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Deep down, into the body of wind, into the body of wind. Breath moving in, breath moving out. This air that has been around this planet for the last 4,400 million years or so, has been blowing across rocky mountains and volcanoes, across the oceans, across the ice caps, across deserts, close to the ground or high up in the sky. It's been moving, flowing, blowing. And now it's moving in and out of you. And it's been in and out of a million other creatures, a billion other creatures, everything possible. From protozoa to whales, from whales to polar bears, from polar bears to porcupines. From porcupines to pygmies, from pygmies to Europeans, from Europeans to Chinese to... The breath, the wind, has no boundaries. And right now it's flowing down into your body, down to every single cell of your body. Be the wind. Become this wind completely. Allow yourself to be the wind. The wind is you. And relax into it. It's beautiful, naturally perfect. Great. Natural perfection of the wind and the breath. And at the point of death, that too will stop. The wind won't stop blowing, it'll just stop blowing here. It won't blow inside, it'll just be outside. And that's perfect too. So right now, we can fully appreciate and fully celebrate this breath, this in-breath, this out-breath, the first breath when we're a baby, and our last breath, and fully celebrating and fully appreciating this incredible blessing of being a human being now, precious human life. We can let go. Effortlessly we can let go. Effortlessly let go. Let go, let go, let go. Gone, gone, gone beyond. Dayat om gate gate paragate parasam gate bodhisvaha. And you can feel into the space of the body. Drop deeper into the space of the body. Deep down into the space of the body. The space inside the body and the space outside the body. The spaces inside the space of the body. The space between thoughts or moments of clarity. The space between feelings, the space between feelings. Space between sensations. Space between selves, if you can find any. And the space between molecules and atoms. The space inside of molecules and atoms. The vast open quantum space between the different parts of the atom. The nucleus and the electrons and so on. That enormous space is like the difference between here and Europe, southern Europe, all the way through to the United States, this massive open space that exists inside the space inside of the space of our body. And then down into the quantum particulate space inside that, where we see and know the particles as just vibrating energy with no real solidity, rapidly vibrating energy, sparkling into and out of existence. And the Kashmiri Shaivists call Spanda. In their great book, the Spanda Karika, you can feel into the Spanda, into the scintillating vibrational matrix of emptiness becoming form. Emptiness became form through energy, emptiness, energy, form. The three bodies of Buddha, emptiness, energy and form. And you can relax into that, just drop into it. And be aware of space. Be aware space. Awareness space and spacious awareness. And feel into how there aren't two things here. There's no awareness and space. It's aware space. It's spacious awareness. In your direct experience, feel this now. Because in this recognition, there's great freedom. In this recognition of how things are, in the science of subjectivity, when we go in deep inside, this is how things are. And we can relax into that. Because at the point of death, that won't change. Spacious awareness remains. And as you go into the spacious awareness and the radiance grows and grows and grows, you can drop ever deeper into this place of incredible beauty, incredible power, and very real love. So that when you come out of this space, at some point when we come out of this, you'll be able to bring these qualities with you and carry them into your world, into your life, and into the future. So that your life becomes full of power and love and beauty, truth, compassion, all these qualities of this spacious awareness. The feeling of awareness is love, compassion. Clarity is the movement of love and compassion. word on power. The world has abused the word power. Power is Shakti. Shakti is the creative force. Power in the world has become dominance. Power is not dominance. Dominance is dominance. Power is a mutual experience. You and me, us all, we. Power is a we thing, not a me thing. Power is mutual empowerment. It's the capacity to commune, to act, to celebrate, to be together in authority and beauty and difference. Dominance is the squashing, the oppressing, the forcing, the suppressing, the repressing, the stopping, the killing. And if we're stopping the killing, if we're going to change things, the peace comes from the inside, so the inner work reaches into the outer work. And this is the work of Engage Yoga, the inner work and the outer work joining together into this powerful dance, which empowers us all. And the more you find this place inside yourself, this beauty inside yourself, the more you can be powerful in the world, and the more you thrive, and the more you prosper, and we all thrive and prosper together, building a whole new world and a new economy. Because of this practice, because of this what we do now. So take a moment now, take a moment to let go of anything that no longer serves you. Any story, any belief, any vision, any idea, concept, any habitual patterns of your brain, you know, ways of thinking, ways of any feelings that prohibit your deeper connection and engagement with the world in a beautiful way, in a good way. Let go of any patterns of body movement or strategies in the body that, or practices that no longer serve you in terms of your greater growth and development, purpose and power here on this planet. Let go of everything that no longer serves you. And in this deep space, some of you are in the theta space, some of you have gone deeper into the delta state, where there's still awareness, and the words still reach, and the awareness is here. And in this space of deep transformation, you can let go of everything and anything right now that no longer serves you. It no longer serves you in your greater good and in the greater good of all beings everywhere. And you can trust the creation of new strategies, new dreams inside yourself, dreaming a new dream for your life, dreaming a new dream for your family, dreaming a new dream for your world, dreaming a new dream for the whole planet, because we're dreaming this together now. We're dropping the old dreams and the old stories and the old mythologies and the old rationale, the old justifications, the old excuses. Dropping it all. Because it's time to do that. It's time to dream a new dream here, collectively, together. So touching into this deep space on the theta-delta border where we go down and we can actually connect in power and purpose together, in collectivity, in Sangha, in community, the community of realizers, the community of dreamers, the community of presence being, and something new arises, like a phoenix from the ashes. And you can allow this now to occur. so that whatever you do from this moment forth is serving you in your greater good, in your greater purpose, in your greater development, and in the development and the purpose and the awakening of all beings everywhere, without exception. Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Shanti is the deep peace, the peace which passes all understanding. And this we find in this practice. Now in this practice, you can feel Shanti, this deep peace. And breathing everything of your physical body into your heart space, breathing out kindness, appreciation, love, breathing everything of your emotional body into your heart space, all the feelings and emotions of your existence, the emotions of separation and the emotions of connection. And breathe them all into the heart space and breathe out kindness and appreciation, compassion or love. And everything of your electromagnetic existence, the whole of your pranic field, breathe it all into the heart space and breathe out appreciation and clarity. Clearing the whole pranic field with your mind, with your heart. Compassion and love clears the pranic field. Breathing everything of your cognitive self, your mind self, into the heart space. Bringing it down into the heart space. And breathing out kindness and appreciation and love to all of your values and beliefs and stories and ideas and meanings, all the cognitive activities of life. And breathe into your relational body, everything of your relational body, all of your relationships, every kind of relationship, into your heart. And breathe out kindness and appreciation, compassion and love to all of those beautiful relationships, all the relationships of existence, the beautiful ones and the unhappy ones. And breathe joy into the unhappy ones so they change. Let your relational world shift into a new place, into a different place, just from this practice, because it can. A deeper place. An even more powerful place, an even more loving place. Who knows? Allow it. See what happens. And everything of bliss, the bliss body, breathe it all into the heart space. And breathe out radiant bliss. Bliss that cannot be gripped or held. Bliss emptiness. Bliss that just is. Bliss and Shanti are the same thing. Shanti is bliss. Bliss is Shanti. Emptiness, bliss. Bliss, emptiness. Spacious awareness. Presence, being. All these different ways we try to label and describe the awakened state. Which can't be described. If you want to repeat your Sankalpa again, you could do it now. This might be a good time to do that. If you've got one, if you wanted to, or you could just rest and relax even deeper into what's true and what's real. deeper into what's true and what's real. For you. Deeper in to what's true, what's real for you. Ga'e ilachim ha-sakahalachim sakahalachim. Ga'e ilachim ha-sakahalachim sakahalachim. Ga'e ilachim ha-sakahalachim sakahalachim. And as you go in deeper in to what's true for you and for what's real for you in this infinite nowness, I invite you to go the deep chambers inside of yourself. Go through, down, find the gateway, find the doorway. Whatever it looks like, however it appears, find the doorway. And the door won't open. Find the doorway, push it, turn the handle, do whatever's there to try and open the door, and it won't open. So knock on the door, knock on the door. Knock hard. And you can hear some sound on the other side of the door. Just go into the sound. And the door opens. And a dragon comes out. A very big, very scary looking dragon. And if you look at the dragon with fear, it will burn you. And if you look at the dragon with appreciation and with love and call it to you, it will come to you. And it will lower its head and you can stroke it between the ears and underneath its chin. And it lowers its wings and it lies down and curls up next to you. And you can tell it what you want. You want to find the treasures. You're interested in the treasures of wisdom and love, the jewels of clarity and compassion, and to carry these out into the world in a powerful way. And the dragon now will show you how to get down through the gateway, down the passageways and the deep caverns of the subconscious. It'll take you into chambers whereby you can heal any old wounds, any old pain. It'll take you into chambers where you can heal any old contracts, any vows you ever made, ever, ever in the web of space-time, can be undone in the chamber of vows and contracts with the dragon. Because the dragon is the guardian to all of this. And the dragon will take you into the chamber of jewels, full of treasure. So much treasure, you could scarcely believe it. And the dragon invites you to take what you need. Look around carefully. Look very carefully. And use your discrimination, your viveka, your wise discrimination, to feel with your heart what it is from this treasure trove that you actually need and would actually be useful to you. So it's not that which glitters the most or sparkles the most necessarily, though it might be. It might be small. It might not be. It might be pretty coloured. And it might not be. So feel around and pick up two jewels, one for each hand. And put in your palms and say thank you to the dragon. And the dragon is going to go in and lead you back to the gateway. And you walk out, holding in your hands two jewels. And as you come out, the door shuts behind you, with the dragon inside, and the gateway disappears, dissolves into space-time. And all that's left is spacious awareness. Except in your hands, you have two jewels. And you bring the two jewels together in front of your chest, and they merge into one, they dissolve into one, and you pull them into your heart space, and they dissolve into your chest, and they're gone. Inside of you, the jewels of love, compassion, and the jewel of clarity. And just rest in this space. Just rest in this space. Easily. Effortlessly. Your attention slowly, gently, back outwards and towards the world of sound. You might notice one or two sounds to start with, and gradually take your attention out into the whole mandala of sound. Really feeling the one who hears, and the hearing, and the heard, as one flow of energy, one flow of a spacious awareness. Just gently explore this mandala. And bring your attention to the experience of touch, wherever and however that manifests, whether it's underneath you or on top of you, or the breath moving in and out of you, or the experience inside your body, sensation. So however that touch manifests, feel into that, again gently at first. And more and more exploration of the mandala of touch. And from here, notice the flicker of light or shade behind your closed eyes. Notice the shadows of mind, the light of imagination. Notice internal colors or shapes or forms that are flickering
through the visual cortex from the realm of dream. And feel into vision and envisionment, visioning, seeing, scrying, seeing through space-time, seeing possibility, seeing and understanding the play of cause and effect and impermanence and inseparability, seeing and feeling the whole matrix of existence. So all our actions in the world are informed by this capacity. Many of us have been taught that it's wrong to see. We shouldn't see things deeply. And we shouldn't trust that seeing capacity. Now's the time to go deeper into being the seer, into seeing what's good and true and beautiful and living from this place. And then bring your attention to the realm of taste, the taste in the mouth, the tongue, the lips, the jaw, the salivary glands, the saliva, and the feeling of taste and swallow, food, and feeling the taste of all food as it is, life form, as prana, the one taste of prana. All the five tastes or six tastes of the one taste of prana. And feel everything that could be tasted and everything that has ever been tasted, and see it all as that, as prana, just for now. And then bring your attention to the sense of smell. Fragrance, incense, aroma, perfume. And all that this sense communicates through this translation of vibration. And then into the mind. Sixth sense, the sense that in yoga makes sense of the other senses. Everything the mind can come up with is derived from the sensory information that comes through the other sense fields. And we're seeking to clarify and make meaning out of all of that. So everything we do in the mind, the stories and the meanings and the measurement of the past and the possibilities and potentialities for the future, whatever the mind is busy doing, that's a sense field in yoga. It's not your identity. You are that also, but you are not it alone. I am not that alone. I am also that. And this gives us a space of identity much deeper than any of these sense fields. An identity of spacious awareness that we know from this practice. The sleep of the yogi, yoga nidra, is not asleep. The sleep of the yogi is awake. The name yoga nidra is a joke. It's a joke, it's a play. On terms, because the yogi is awake in their dreams and in their sleep. All the sense fields and the whole body. The whole body on the floor. Feel the space around you. Feel the other people around you. through the clothes on your skin and the mat underneath you, the whole of the body, breath entering and breath leaving. Breath entering and breath leaving. Very good. Bathed in delight, bathed in kindness. On the next in-breath, notice the movement of mind as you breathe in. So the initiation of a conscious inhale, just feel that movement of mind as you breathe in, switch those muscles on that do the in-breath, and feel the whole of the in-breath from its inception to its completion. And then the whole of the out-breath. And just take a few really conscious breaths. And from there, on the next out breath, very softly feel that same movement of mind through the muscles, but get the feeling of switching the finger muscles on, so you get movement in the fingers and the fingertips and the toes as well, the toes and the toe tips. So just the extremities of the body, the very far periphery of the body, you're switching those on. So nerves activating all the way through to the periphery of the body from the central nervous system. And just do a few breaths of that gentle activation of those peripheral muscles. And over the next 9 breaths, gradually bring that attention in, up the legs and along the arms until the hips move in and out and the shoulders just roll into internal and then external rotation. Maybe the palms turning over or a little bit of movement in the arms and legs. This kind of kaya mudra, this body mudra, just bringing energization and activation back into the tissues. Very good. Really good. And enjoy the beauty of this simple movement. Profound feeling of consciousness in this movement. When we come out of this state of relaxation, there's a feeling of profundity and clarity in the movement, which is often very sweet. And then from there, over the next couple of breaths or so, slowly bring one knee up to the chest. You can do it as slow as you like, there's no hurry here. You just hold that one knee in. Nice. Just move it in any way that feels good, or squeeze in with your butt. And you're going to let that knee go. Just let it stretch back down again. Change legs and put the other one up. Bring the other one up and change over. Very good. Again, enjoy any movement there that the body's asking for. Listen deep in. And bring them both in. Hug them both in. If you bring the knees together, it can feel really nice just to hug them into the chest. Or you could take the knees apart a little bit to the outside of the body, so the knees open wide, and that can also feel really good. And you can roll from side to side a little bit. That can feel really nice as well.
And then roll over onto your left side. We're going to go on the left side simply because that gives us this easy drainage into the heart. So the superior vena cava, the big muscle that brings blood back to a big artery, vessel, beg your pardon, big vessel that brings blood back to the heart, can just pour its contents easily into the heart. It doesn't require any more suction or power from the heart to do that, or pumping of muscles or movement of breath. It's just easy. And feel into this position, feel into this fetal position. I think it's a really beautiful position. It's got a lot of depth to it. Feel what feels right, feels good here. I don't know what your experience is, but I feel your experience is a very creative position, a very vulnerable position, but also very protected. In this kind of space, it's beautiful. We're going to spend a couple of minutes here, so just gradually recollect yourself. Letting go of everything that no longer serves you, but also pulling back and including everything that does. You know, if you've been working with the Sankalpa, you can do it again now if you wanted to. Just remind yourself, a gentle reminder, it's like a soft memory presence of direction. It's like a little flip of the rudder on a boat. It just takes you on a particular current or in a particular way. If you're happy to drift, that's also really, really good. But if you've got a rudder you're working with there, you can just get a little bit of memory run now and just repeat it again. Just takes you into that again. Really good. And from there, we're going to come up slowly. Take a few breaths first. And when you do come up, see if you can keep your head dropped towards the floor. So you let your head hang as you come up, and you can spiral up maybe. If you can, spiral up. And let your head hang, so the last thing to come up, the last thing to pile up on top of the spine is your head. Find yourself in any comfortable sitting position. You could be kneeling, you could be cross-legged. Some variation on those. Use any blocks or supports you need to sit comfortably and strong and tall. Gradually pull them in. Just take three or four breaths in sitting. We feel, you know, the sort of wild breath we were doing, that very wild breath, yeah? Switch that breath on again, that full yogic quality of the breath. Four breaths like that.
four breaths, you're going to hum on the out breath. So you're going to be breathing in, and you're doing a gentle humming noise on the out breath. It's just very simple, very. Breath come into whatever's natural at this point in time, whatever feels right and natural. You can hum if you want to, just do it quietly, just carry on if you want to, it's all good. Really perfect to do that. Or be still and quiet if you want to, whatever feels right is right. Nobody else will do, you won't disturb anybody else. Yeah? If people choose to disturb themselves, they will do, but it's not you. So if you want to hum, you can do, and be still, you can do. In the space, there's no disturbance. It's just what's happening. In this space, we know that suffering and struggle is optional, and we choose not to. Yeah? We choose to engage in clarity, appreciation, love, everything that's arising, all that's arising. The space we're choosing to stay open to possibility, to the richness of possibility, to the richness of real wealth, which is community. We'll chant together to finish. I'll chant it one time through, okay? I'll teach you this one later on, okay? So you don't know.
Asatoma Satgamaya Tamasoma Jyotir Gamaya Mrityoma Amritam Gamaya Sarvesham Swastir Bhavatu Sarvesham Shantir Bhavatu Sarvesham Purnam Bhavatu Sarvesham Mangalam Bhavatu Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Lokaha samasta sukhinu bhavantu. Shanti, shanti. Hari Om Tat Sat.
This practice of Yoga Nidra is now over. Okay, so we'll come into a group and just have a little conversation. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, thank you.